And from KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. We've been keeping an eye on the hotly contested 15th District State Assembly race in the East Bay. On this week's candidate profile, KQED's Guy Maserati talks with Berkeley School Board member Judy Appel.
You don't have to talk with Judy Appel for long to figure out what issues she's emphasizing in this crowded field of candidates.
I'm just deeply immersed in educational policy and in education, which is really my sweet spot in this election. My number one priority is education, so my first piece of legislation will be around education.
The focus on academic achievement here makes sense. Census data shows only three assembly districts in the state have a higher percentage of residents with advanced degrees. I asked Appel what lawmakers in Sacramento need to be doing differently around education policy.
I think there are things we can still do to improve sending money to districts and to students who most need that support. And we need to make sure that we are providing universal early childhood education. And I think that has to be a state and regional collaboration.
Appel is endorsed by the powerful California Teachers Association, and she's with them on an issue that's really divisive in the district, charter schools, where teachers are often not unionized. The State Charter School Association says Oakland has the highest percentage of public school students served by charters of any urban district in the state.
I will support a cap, at the very least, on charter schools, because we really need to limit the impact that they're having on local school districts. And that's really relevant in this district, where both in West Contra Costa and in Oakland, we have so many charter schools that our public school children are really suffering.
Nearly all the candidates in the race share her position and want a statewide moratorium on charter expansion. I'm Guy Maserati, KQED News.
More news online, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at KQED News, and I'm Tiffany Kamhai.